This is the National Baseball Podcast.
Insert the music here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot the music on Friday's episode of the National Baseball Podcast. That is my bad, Shane. I apologize.
Yeah, you should apologize. Egregious error.
Well, I just did, so shut
we just
up.
Raised like the vocabulary level of this show like 90 million points with that word.
We raised it to an egregious level.
Yeah. All right, we're going on.
Who was I just talking to about egregious the other day?
I don't know, but if this is the time to drop a name for the show,
Zoe.
There you go. We seem to be doing this every show. Friday, Saturday, Sunday reviews on the National Baseball Podcast episode for Sunday, May 2nd. Happy birthday, Amelia. Twice in one show, Peter. All right.
Booyah.
Where are we starting on Friday? Because the Sunday night game's awesome, and we're not going to be able to cover the whole thing.
Yeah, let's start on Friday. The Orioles improved to 5-18 by beating the Red Sox.
Did you know they are now 7-18?
I know. It's hard to believe, right?
When we get to Sundays, but yeah. Incredible.
Hard to believe, Harry. Yeah, the Red Sox win this one, lose this one 5-4 to the Baltimore Orioles. Not really a good pitching day for Baltimore. David Hernandez only goes 5 1/3. John Lackey pitches 7 strong, and then it's Daniel Bott blowing the save, and then Ramon Ramirez taking the loss in this one. Mitch Albers with the win for Baltimore.
Matt Albers. Yeah, Albers is 1-3. This is his first win of the year. Orioles win this one in 10 innings. Adam Jones, Miguel Tejada, key hits in the 10th inning. J.D. Drew, Peter, is he coming out of his slump? 2 home runs on Friday and a home run today, so he's now at 5.
Yeah, he's a very streaky hitter. This might be the one month where he actually, you know, hits the ball decently. Dustin Pedroia also added a 6th inning homer. He also knocked in a run in the 7th for Boston.
Miggy Tejada, his 4th for Baltimore. Boston, 11-14 after the weekend sweep. What does that mean for them?
Well, obviously not what they wanted to be after the first couple days in May. You know, and it's just they've just had a hard time winning games. It's not like you can point to anyone fast to their game and say they're not really doing this right. They're just not coming out on top when they need to. Obviously, David Ortiz hitting 143 is not something that's acceptable under any circumstances.
Their defense has been pretty bad.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be the thing. They commit 2 errors in this game. One by Darryl McDonald and one by Adrian Beltre. Beltre, 5 errors already this
season. Yeah, and he's supposed to be a stud at the hot corner, not working for Boston. Looking at some records for standings, and the AL East, of the 6 divisions, it's the 3rd best division based on winning percentage. Obviously, if you're playing teams within your division, you're going to be 500 as a division, so that's based on your record versus teams outside of your division. AL East, 3rd. NL East, number 1.
Yeah, NL East off to a strong start this year, and we will talk about them a little bit later on in the podcast. But first, let's move on. Real pitcher's duel here between two talented pitchers, one a young guy, one an old guy. And in the end, Colby Lewis comes out on the winning side. He doesn't actually get the win, but it's the Texas Rangers beating the Seattle Mariners 2-0. Cliff Lee throws 7 innings of 3-hit ball, strikes out 8. And then it's Brandon League who blows it in the 12th inning, allows 2 runs on an Elvis Andrus wild pitch thrown to, and then a ground out by Julio Borbón.
What a surprise.
The win, Frank Francisco. The loss, Neftali Feliz. Ron Washington ejected in his baseball
game. Glad you have the win and loss on the same team. Save Neftali Feliz, his 4th. Frank Francisco's 3-3, so he's 6-6.
How does he have so many decisions?
Exactly, and Brandon League's 3-2. This is insane. Anyway. Point is, nothing into the 12th inning. Great pitcher's duel here. You got to love divisional rivalries between two teams that have historically disappointed.
Now, Colby Lewis, 9 innings of 3-hit ball, struck out 10, Shane. Do you think he's a real deal?
I do think Colby Lewis is the real deal. Wasn't sure of him coming into the year. Nobody really had him come back from Japan early in the offseason. Now that he's back, I think he's found a way to turn it around. I think he is the real deal for now. And there's a couple people I'm going to mention in a few minutes who I do not think are the real deal.
Well, we will get there in a second. I just want to point out, this game's so ridiculous that actually Ichiro Suzuki tries to steal home at one point during the extra innings. He gets thrown out at the plate by Francisco and Trainer. So, interesting attempt. That was a suicide squeeze play there.
Matt Trainer does... is not doing too well filling in for Soltalamacchia.
Suzuki did have 3 of the 7 hits for Seattle in this one. Both teams are 11-12 after Friday.
All right, where else are we going, Pete?
Padres topped the Brew Crew 3-0. The Padres improved to 15-8. What a surprise start for them. Guy I like in this gun, Clayton Richard, throws 6 innings, does not allow any runs, only 4 hits, struck out 8. Heath Bell picks up the save. Luke Gregerson, my man, gets his 7th hold of the year. What a year he's having, if you think holds are something important. But really, the Padres, this is just another example of what an outstanding start they've been off on.
They've won 12 of 14 after Friday, so that tells you something after they started 3-6. Dave Bush, the loss, he's 1-2. Scott Harrison, his 3rd home run, starting to come around a little bit.
Yeah, Harrison playing well at this point. Jerry Hairston gets caught stealing and commits an error, but Scott Hairston has a good, does have the good home run for the San Diego Padres. Dave Bush takes a loss. He pitched 7, allows 3 earned runs. He is not as awful as I thought he was going to be this year, but he is still not a terribly good pitcher.
He's not.
Casey McGeehee hitting 305 on the year, but he does not record a hit in this one. No one on the Brewers, more than one hit. Tony Gwynn Jr. to lead it off for the Pads.
All right. Anything else you want to go in depth from on Friday?
Yeah. You made me do this one. So Royals 3, Rays 2. The Rays drop one to at home.
Can I mention this was the best series of the weekend?
It was. Shane wanted us to break down all 3 games. I said no. Let's try to spread it out a little more. But we will talk about Friday's game and Sunday's game. It is 3-2 Royals in this one. Brian Bannister and Jeff Niemann both pitch. Excellent ball game.
Excellent. Yeah, the win goes to Josh Roop. He's 1-1. The loss to Randy Choate. He's 0-2. Joaquin Soria gets his 6th save, and Evan Longoria hits his 5th home run. Here's the story of the game, though. Tampa scores 1 in the bottom of the 2nd. Then you go into the 7th inning where Kansas City ties it up, which is impressive because Kansas City can't score a run to save their lives. So we go to the 9th, tied at 1. So Kansas City scores 2 in the top of the 9th, makes it epic. Tampa scores 1 in the bottom of the 9th, tries to eke it out, doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah, it was a sack fly by Evan Longoria in the bottom of the 9th off Soria. Soria and Soriano both pitching in this game. I thought that was interesting for some reason. One guy who's off to a hot start for Kansas City.
And the reason Kansas City scored was based on the error.
Yeah, obviously a big error in that one. Two guys who we have not talked about a ton on the show but are off to outstanding starts, one of which, Scott Posednik, the outfielder for Kansas City, also Billy Button. Billy Butler goes 2-for-4 in this game. He's hitting .326 at first base.
Butler's for real. Posednik, his batting average balls in play, a little bit high, not liking him to last this well. But he has made some interesting changes, contact percentage, stuff like that. So, we'll see.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, one's for real, one not really. If you have Posednik, try to get rid of him now. Him and Jason Kendall.
Let's take it around the league, get the summaries here. Twins top the Indians 9-3 in Cleveland. Justin Morneau hits his 5th of the year. Kevin Slowey picks up the win. Falstar Carmona gets rocked for the first time this season. He drops to 3-1.
Yeah, Carmona gets hurt a little bit here. I think he's in between this start and his previous starts. That's my theory. Indians 15-8 after Twins off to a really good start. Tigers 10, Angels 6, 8-run 4th inning for Detroit as they just go off on L.A. Rick Porcello, the win, he's 2-2. He's somebody I like to turn around his season. He's going to be much better than he's shown previously. Porcello, man to target right now. Pinheiro, the loss, he's 2-3, gave up 10 earned runs. Bad for Pinheiro.
Yeah, Pinheiro, there's 26 total hits in this game. Home runs for Los Angeles Angels, Torrey Hunter, Jared Laird, Scott Sizemore, and Mr. Brennan Bosch all hit their first home runs of the season for Detroit.
Yankees. Yes, 3 errors by the Angels. Defense, really, not good. Look, every game of Friday, one team had at least an error except for two.
Yankees top the White Sox 6-4. Derek Jeter, a big night. He hits his 4th home run. Paul Konerko hits 11th. Alfredo Aceves wins it for the Yankees. He's 2-0. Matt Thornton drops a 2-2 for Chicago. Mariano Rivera saved number 7.
Yep. Blue Jays 10, A's 2. Brandon Morrow, the win. He's 2-2 now. Good job, Peter. Trevor Cahill, his first loss of the season. Alex Gonzalez hits 2 home runs. He now has 7. Vernon Wells has 8. 15 combined home runs for Alex Gonzalez and Vernon Wells.
Would not have called that to start the year. That's all for the American League. We talked about the other games. It's Diamondbacks 5, Cubs 11 at Wrigley. Cubs improved to 11-13.
This was a great series, too.
Win for Randy Wells. He's 3-0. Rodrigo Lopez, wow, that's a blast from the past, drops to 1-1. He 3 errors for Arizona in this game. Don't help them win it, but it was really Chicago's power. Soriano, his 3rd. Bird, his 4th. Giovanni Soto hits his 3rd. Kosuke Fukudome, his 5th. Only 1 home run for Arizona. Chris Snyder, his 4th.
Yeah, if you had said Fukudome would have been leading the Cubs at this point in the season compared to Soriano, Bird, and Soto, would have said you were wrong. However, Soriano hit 2 today, so he's now at 5.
Good for him.
Yeah, that is good for him. Good for me, too. Mets 9, Phillies 1. Jonathan Neese shuts down the Phillies' offense, gives up only 1. He improves to 1-1. Kyle Kendrick, the loss, he's 0-1. His first decision, despite pitching terribly.
Yeah, home runs 2 for Barajas in this one. Wow, Rod Barajas, just, he always hits the Phillies. David Wright, his 4th. Jeff Francoeur, his 4th in this one. Nationals 7 at Marlins 1. That's final. 2 home runs for Ryan Zimmerman provide pretty much all the juice Washington needs. Scott Olsen improves 2-1. He's having a good year. Ricky Nolasco drops 2-1. But
yeah, Nolasco got shelled. It was disappointing. Braves get off the schneid and end up sweeping the Astros over the weekend, beginning with a Friday 4-2 victory against the 8-16 Astros at this point. The win to Tommy Hansen, he's 2-2. Brett Myers falls to 1-2. Billy Wagner, his 2nd save. Nate McLeod, his 2nd home run. Jason Hayward, his 6th. He would hit his 7th on Saturday. 3 games in a row for Jason Hayward.
But we are getting there.
Reds
3 at Marlins 2. The Cardinals lose there for the first time in 5 games in this one. This is a rain-delayed game. Johnny Cueto, the win. He's 1-1. Brad Penny drops his first of the year, 3-1. Francisco Cordero, his 9th.
Yep, his 9th. You heard that right. Dodgers 6, Pirates 2. Homers for Andre Ethier, his 6th, and the first of the year for James Loney. Charlie Morton goes 0 for April, 0-5 with the loss here. Chad Billings with the win. He's 2-1.
Yep. And then last game, Giants top the Rockies 5-2. Barry Zito's back. 4th straight win to start the season. He's 4-0. Aaron Cook 1-3. Jeremy Affeld, his 2nd save.
That's right. All right, now we move to Saturday where things got a little crazy.
Yeah, a little nuts. Let's start in Detroit where Johnny Damon, first home run as a Tigre, is a big one. It is a walk-off home run in the 9th inning.
Walk-off.
Yeah, 3-2 Tigers win this one. Shane, your thoughts?
My thoughts on this was that Johnny Damon's awesome, and it's about time he hit a home run because he hasn't done it. I was down on him coming into the year, ended up getting him in the league, and not that happy with him, but wins it in this one. Ryan Perry, the win, he's 1-1. Scott Shields, the loss, he's 0-1. 9th inning heroics, gotta love it. 3 errors for the Tigers, 2 for the Angels.
2 pitchers pitched around trouble in this one. Scott Kazmir, 6 innings, 5 hits, walked 4, so he had at least 9 base runners in this one. Then for Detroit, Jeremy Bonderman, 6 innings, 10 hits. Allowed, didn't walk any. So lots of base runners, but they're managed carefully. 2 runs and 1 earned run per guy in this one. Of note, Damon actually went 3-for-5, 2 runs scored in this one. Kendry Morales improved his batting average to .313 with a 3-for-4 outing out of the 5-hole.
All right, where are we going next, Pete?
Let's talk about the game between the Mets and the Phillies. And I think, I don't know if you're sensing a thread here, but this Roy Halladay, I think he's a pretty good baseball player.
I never heard of him. I heard of Mike Pelfrey, and Mike Pelfrey got rocked.
Yeah, that's really the story of this. Mike Pelfrey comes in. He's on a 27-inning scoreless streak, and he runs into the Phillies, who are heating up a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about this when we get to today. But Phillies put a world of hurt on the Mets in this one. The big damage, a 3-run homer to right in the 4th by Shane Victorino. That caps a 6-run inning. Raul Ibanez, a triple that scores 2 in the 5th. Final is 10-0. Roy Halladay pitches his 3rd complete game in 6 starts this year. It's his 2nd shutout. His ERA is 1.47, and he's 5-1. I mean, I can't think of another pitcher who finishes games with as much regularity as Roy Halladay. He's pitched 49 innings already this year.
That's astounding. Like, that's on pace for almost 300.
Yeah, I mean, he's... At some point, you gotta wonder whether you actually Charlie has to be like, come on, you can't pitch every inning of every game.
But he can.
But I mean, he can. Mike Pelfrey only lasts four in this one. Three hits for Utley, two for Jason Worth.
Yeah, Pelfrey, ERA at Citizens Bank Park coming in was like eight. It's going up repeatedly, but 4-1, still not a terrible start for Pelfrey as a whole for the season.
Of note, everyone in the Phils lineup except Placido Polanco gets a hit, and yes, that includes Roy Halladay. He improves his batting average to 182. Who would have thought he would like playing in the National League so much?
Who would have thunk it? Where else are we going?
Indians 5 at Twins 4. One, it's a run in the 11th. A single by Asdrubal Cabrera that wins the game for the Indians at home at Progressive Field. Justin Masterson pitches 7 2/3 innings, allows 10 hits and 4 runs, but it's not enough to cost his team the game. And a bunch of people I've like never heard of pitch for the Twins, including their starting pitcher, a young man by the name of Jeff Manship.
Yes, Manship, number 7 guy coming into the season for the Twins.
And we have to say, obviously I make a little bit of fun of Manship, but he's only pitching in this game because Nick Blackburn was placed on the family emergency list. Obviously, don't know what's going on there, but we hope everything's okay. Nick Blackburn is a good guy.
Yes, this is true. Twins-Indians here, a couple of notes from this game. Joe Mauer has a bruised heel. He's going to be week to week, so they called up...
Week to week. I hear day to day. I've never heard week to week before.
Yeah, neither have I. But they're saying he's not going to go on the disabled list. So they called up Wilson Ramos after the game last night. He did pretty well today. We'll talk about that when we get to today. But Wilson Ramos, if there was no Joe Mauer, he'd be the catcher of the future. He still may be the catcher of the future in Minnesota if Joe Mauer moves to another position in a few years.
And Butera was not really doing the job as the backup.
Right. This is the guy I meant to say before. Remember I said Butera was like a stud? I got him confused with Wilson Ramos. I am sorry. I figured you to have a backup catcher in Minnesota that's young, you would think they would be the catcher of the future. Apparently, I was misspoken about that.
You did misspeak, but we forgive you. You know who's off the hot start this year? Austin Kearns and Shin-Soo Choo are both having terrific starts.
Choo's hitting what, like 317?
318. Austin Kearns, 357.
Okay, how awesome am I that I just got within 1 point of a batting average?
I assume that you had your batting average thing up.
No.
All right,
who gets the loss? Because I never heard of these guys.
Wesley
Wright and
either.
Sean Burnett?
Yeah.
Alex Burnett.
And which Wright is it? It's Jamie Wright.
I was wrong. Denard Span hit his first home run. That's important.
That's really all we wanted to break down from Saturday's action. We'll blast through the rest of your box scores. White Sox top the Yankees 7-6. The win, Scott Linnebrick 1-0. And the loss for the Yankees is taken by David Robertson. He drops to 0-2. Bobby Jenks, his fifth save. Two homers for Andrew Jones, his eighth. Mark Kotze, his second. Nick Swisher, his third for New York.
There's some other news out of this New York game here. Javier Vasquez continues to pitch terribly. 3 innings, 5 earned, 7 hits, 3 homers, and 4 walks. He's allowed 3-plus in every start, and he's never gone more than 5 2/3 this year.
He's a bum.
And Curtis Granderson hits the disabled list with a grade 2 left groin strain. Know what this means, Peter? This means Brett Gardner's going to play center. Marcus Thames and Randy Wynn are going to play left field. If you can get Thames off the waiver wire, not 10-team mixed league, but a little bit 12-team mixed league or an AL-only league, he's a good start now.
All right, let's keep rolling.
Okay, well, I thought Granderson to the DL would be important to let the listeners know.
I disagree.
Okay. Athletics 4, Blue Jays 3. Jason Donaldson, first home big league hit. That's good. It's a home run, his first. Gio Gonzalez to win. He's 3-1, pitched very well in this game. Dana Evelyn, the loss, he's 2-1. Andrew Bailey, his third save. From this Oakland-Toronto game, Kurt Suzuki hits the disabled list with an intercostal strain. Josh Donaldson... He comes up, but Landon Powell or Josh Donaldson, who would you rather have?
I like Donaldson, actually.
All right. Jake Fox, also working at catcher.
Rangers top the Mariners 6-3. 5 runs tacked onto the back of Felix Hernandez, who drops to 2-2. The win, it goes to Matt Harrison. He's 1-1 with a 4.97 ERA, but he gets the win in this game. The save... goes to Frank Francisco, his second. Josh Hamilton hits number 4 for Texas, who improved to 500 with the win.
Yeah, Francisco. I'm surprised it 3-3, two saves. I'm surprised he's not like 9-9 by this point. Okay, Royals 4, Rays 2. This game goes 11 innings as Kansas City scores 2 in the top of the 11th for their second win this series. Should have had 3. Robinson Tejeda, the win, he's 2-2. Lance Cormier, the loss, he's 2-1. Joaquin Soria, his 7th. Good job for the Royals this game, epically, in the 10th inning.
Yeah, good to see the Royals playing so tough against a team that clearly they're superior. Orioles beat the Red Sox 12-9. That's the theme of the weekend. Dice K, first start of the season, was not a pleasant one. He allows 6 in the 5th, then 4 more tacked on by Baltimore in the 6th. Boston, yeah, they're up 4-1 heading into the 5th, and yeah, they lose. They also get 4 in the 7th, though. Brad Burgesson gets the win. He's 1-2, even though he gave up a lot of runs. Matsuzaka, the loss, he's 0-1. The save, just the Orioles keep trying out these like random dudes who no one's ever heard of.
Alfredo
Simon. Homers, Boston. David Ortiz hits 2. That's his 3rd. Kevin Youkilis is 4th, and
Jonathan.
The new guy, Jonathan Van Every, is 1st. I like that guy. Ty Wigginton, 2 for Baltimore. That's not a good sign. His 8th. Luke Scott, his 3rd. Nick Markakis, his 2nd. Matt Wieters, his 2nd.
Yeah. Insane amount of home runs in this game, Peter.
Yes, I would agree with that.
9 home runs in a game.
It was hot as anything on the East Coast this weekend. Balls flying out of ballparks when we talk about Phil's Mets. We'll see the same thing. But
Nick Markakis, 3 for 4, the home run you said, and 5 RBIs.
It was also hot in Chicago, where the Cubs topped the Diamondbacks 7-5 in National League action. Sean Marshall, 1-1 with the win here. The loss for Arizona is tagged on
Juan
Gutierrez. He improves to 0-3 on the year. Ha! Carlos Marmol, his 4th save. Mark Reynolds, 2 home runs. That's his 9th. Justin Upton, his 4th. But Alfonso Soriano hits 1, his 4th.
Yeah, Soriano homered on Friday. Saturday. 2 on Sunday. It's like Kelly Johnson.
Yeah. No home runs for Kelly Johnson, though. So.
No. Mark Reynolds now with 9. I believe that ties for the National League lead.
With his teammate, Kelly Johnson.
Exactly. Carlos Silva's next start's going to be pushed back to Saturday. This week, thought we should mention that during the Cubs recap. Silva did not pitch well.
No, he did not.
Cardinals 6, Reds 3. David Freese, his 2nd home run of the year. Cardinals scored 3 in the bottom of the 8th after the Reds scored 2 in the top of the 8th to make it 6-3. Ryan Franklin in the win, he's 1-0. Who gets the loss, Peter?
Why do you always dump these things on me?
Because I don't know his first name, and you got.
Well, because I'm like half watching this hockey game at the corner of my eye while we take this. It's Carlos Fisher with an ERA of 15.43 on the year. His WHIP, Shane?
7.
3.
Yeah.
Don't get carried away here.
Yeah. Braves 10, Astros 1.
Yeah, Jason Hayward, his 7th home run. Tim Hudson pitches well. He's 2-1. Juan Rodriguez takes it on the chin a bit. He drops to 1-3, although it's the 4 and the 7th that really does it in for Houston.
Yeah, the 3rd straight game for the home run for Hayward, as we mentioned. Chipper Jones, can you guess his average right now?
212.
230 after going 0 for 4 on Saturday. Either way, it's bad.
It is bad. Giants 6 top the Rockies 1 at home. The only run for the Rockies is scored in the 9th. Matt Cain pitches 8 one-hit innings, no earned runs, 8 strikeouts. He improves to 1-1 on the year. The loss for the Rockies is tagged Esmiel Rogers, who pitches 4 innings and gets beat up a tiny bit in this one. Homers for San Francisco go to Molina, his 2nd. Aubrey Huff is 3rd. Juan Uribe is 3rd.
I could have done that Esmiel Rogers thing, yeah. Marlins 7, Nationals 1. Didn't get to talk a lot about this series this weekend, but it wasn't that good, but we'll talk a little more on Sunday. Chris Volstead, the win, he's 2-2. Craig Stamen, the loss, he's 1-1, despite pitching terribly. Utnak, his 6th home run. Hanley, his 3rd.
The Brewers beat the Padres behind a studly appearance from Giovanni Gallardo. He strikes out 11 and hits a home run in this one. He improves to 3-2 on the year. Matt Latos takes his 3rd loss. He's 1-3. Trevor Hoffman does pick up a save.
3. Trevor Hoffman is 4th.
Yes, Ricky Weeks and Giovanni Gallardo hit home runs for Milwaukee.
Yes, Giovanni Gallardo hit home run for Milwaukee. The pitcher helping himself out. It's a game-winning run.
That he did.
All right, Dodgers 5, Pirates 1. Andre Ethier hits a 3-run homer as the Dodgers get 3 in the bottom of the 3rd. The only run for Pittsburgh, Andrew McCutchen's homer in the first inning, his 4th. Ethier's homer was his 7th. Zach Duke is 2-3 with the loss. Russ Ortiz, 1-1 with the win.
After this game, the Pirates and the Dodgers had the same record of 10-14.
Yeah, that's bad for the Dodgers.
But good for the Pirates, who are our pick, in this one. Now, let's talk a little bit about Sunday, a little bit of action from Sunday. We're going to talk about four games, and we'll touch on the game that's still in progress because it's a terrific one. Terrific one if you're a Phils fan. 6-0, Cardinals over the Reds. Chris Carpenter, 7 strong innings, allows no runs on 2 hits. He beats up Aaron Harang, 7 hits, 3 earned runs in 6 innings. Homer for David Fries in this one.
Second straight game.
Yeah, all around just a powerful performance from the Cardinals. They get the hitting, 3 RBIs for Albert Pujols, 3 hits for David Fries, and only 3 hits total for the Reds.
Yeah, it's bad for the Reds. Carpenter's now 4-0. Harang's 1-4.
Yeah, I like Harang, though. It's too bad that he's not such a good pitcher. He has a 6.68 ERA heading into the next start. And you know who's been a disappointment to me this year, other than everyone on the Reds? Nick Massett. Nick Massett was one of my relievers to watch. I ended up getting him in the draft and then realizing that I didn't actually want him. He has an 11.45 ERA, allowed another run in this one. I also got Luke Gregerson, though, and Luke Gregerson has 7 holds, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, stop rubbing it in. All right, where else are we going?
Orioles finish off a sweep of Boston, 3-2. Mitch Albers improves to 2-3 with the win. Matt Albers. Sorry,
second time in that podcast.
You know who blows a save in this one? It's Jonathan Papelbon, but it's an unearned run.
He didn't blow the save. He just got the loss. He came in a tie game in the ninth.
He blew the game. He tries to pick off guy at second, ball in the outfield, and eventually a Ty Wigginton knocks home Markakis with a double. The only offense for Boston, a homer for Jason Varitek. Really, and J.D. Drew's 5th homer of the year.
Yeah, actually, Varitek improving that homer to at-bat ratio. Couple things. This is the first Baltimore sweep of Boston since 1998.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really insane. Two good pitching performances in this one. Beckett goes 7, Millwood goes 8. Neither allows more than 2 runs, and, you know.
Yeah, they ruined the Beckett start. Jacoby Ellsbury updated news on his status. You thought they were, like, bruised ribs. Turns out he has 4 broken ribs. He's out indefinitely at this point.
That is not a good sign. Red Sox just cannot get a break. Although, Jonathan Van Every is hitting .250 with the team this year.
Darnell McDonald playing center field looked a little shaky today.
Yeah. He does get a steal in this one, though.
Yeah, I watched part of this game. I watched the 8th inning on. It was pretty good.
Now we'll go to... It's a 1-0 game. Rays 1, Royals 0. And you know what's ridiculous? Zach Greinke does not have a win this year. He pitches 8 one-run allowed innings, 2.27 ERA in the year, and he's 0-3. He gets outdueled by Wade Davis and the Pen of Tampa Bay. The only run, an Evan Longoria home run in the third.
In the fourth, his 6th. Davis is 3-1, out-pitching Greinke, who falls to 0-3. Absolutely astounding that this game ended this way. Rafi Soriano, his 6th save. This game was just ugly. 8 innings, 4 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts, an earned run for Greinke, and he loses. Please put him on a better team.
Imagine if he played for the Rays. Wade Davis, just really a terrific outing. He's 2.79 ERA this year. He has performed up to par. And Evan Longoria just tearing the cover off the baseball.
Yeah, a couple home runs this weekend. Rays are 18-7. Royals are 10-15.
But the Royals, they showed, I think they are a team with a lot of heart, and they certainly showed that by playing the Royals tough in this game.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Rangers Mariners, and it's how's this? See, where the theme here, in case you haven't picked it up, is hard luck defeats. Doug Fister pitches 8 innings, doesn't allow a hit till the 8th inning, and David Arthman blows it for him in the 9th. Second blown save for Arzma. The blown save is on a single by David Murphy, and then Texas tacks on 2 in the 11th to win the game 3-1.
Yeah, Dustin Hepburn the win, he's 1-2. Mark Lowe the loss, he's 1-3. Neftali Feliz his 5th save. However, Doug Fister has taken a no-hitter past the 7th inning twice this year.
That's insane.
Doug Fister.
He's pitching out of his
3
mind.
3 hits, no walks. This dude is absolutely insane, and he's not even among the top 5 in those random batting average balls in play statistics where you're like, wow, he has to like come back down. No. It's above average. It's below average, but... Dude's out of his mind. CJ Wilson also doesn't get decision this game. He gives up only 1 earned in 7 innings. walks two.
His ERA in the year is 1.65. I think starting suits him more than relieving ever
did. Yeah, five quality starts in five games. Absolutely insane how the pitching in this one, and it comes down to the bullpen, terrible. Kinsler's return over the weekend went pretty well. 4-for-12, 2 runs scored, and he did attempt 2 stolen bases, but it was a hit and run. The batter fouled off both pitches, but that's good news because it looks like he's going to run still, even in the 5-hole.
And last game I want to talk about a little bit, I know this one's not final, but it's one of the best games of the weekend, and most of the exciting action has occurred already, at least we think so. Obviously, if this game changes drastically in the ninth, we'll let you know the next time we do a show. Phillies 11, Mets 5, it's bottom of the eighth. This game, Johan Santana goes into this game with a 2.5 ERA and leaves it with a 4.5, a 9-run fourth inning for Philadelphia. This game has featured 6 home runs so far. Plácido Polanco and Ryan Howard hit solo jacks in the first, a grand slam for Victorino in the fourth, followed by a 2-run homer for Utley.
Upper deck, that was a shot.
Rod Barajas, a 2-runner, that's his third of the series if you're keeping track, and David Wright, a 3-run home run to lead off the scoring for the Mets. Really, though, Phillies, their offense has woken up a little bit.
The offense has woken up against Johan, who came in allowing 1 home run all year, then gives up 1 to Polanco, 1 to Howard, 1 to Utley, and 1 to Victorino. So if you're counting, that's a, 400% increase?
Yeah, it's a pretty big increase.
Yeah. Most runs allowed by a Mets starting pitcher since 1985. Know who they were playing at that time?
Maybe the Phillies.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess it's a Philadelphia thing. Jamie Moyer pitches poorly in this one, but he gets out of it. You know, in this one, Moyer walked with the bases loaded. That knocks in a run, and then that sets up Victorino's big grand slam in the fourth. So it's really important, you know, fundamental things. You got to shut down the guy, and you got to get the pitcher out. Like, that is a situation where you cannot allow that to occur under any circumstances.
That's right. Ryan, if the Phillies win tonight, which they should, up 11-5 in the ninth, Mets and Phillies tied at first place in the NL East.
Well, the Phillies will be 14-10, and the Mets will be 14-11.
So the Phillies will have a half game lead. Excuse me.
Yeah. Victorino, 2 hits already. Polanco, 3 hits. Utley, 2 hits. Howard, 3 hits. Worth 2 hits. That's the game right there. The Phillies, top of the order, is getting all the hits. You know, the Mets have 5 runs, but that's only on 6 hits. Jose Reyes, 0-for-4 so far.
Yep. All right, let's move around the league, Pete.
Yeah, let's do it. A win for Francisco Liriano in this one. Minnesota Twins tack 20 hits on the Indians and win this one 8-3. And his fourth loss of the season is what David Huff acquired in this game.
David Huff and Mitch Talbot, 2 pitchers to get rid of at this point. Their superficially inflated pitching statistics need to go away from your team if you own either of them. Jim Thome, his 5th homer. Orlando Hudson, his 2nd. Delman Young, his 3rd. Twins scoring all the runs in 2s. 2 in the 1st, 5th, 7th, and 9th innings. 20 hits, only 8 runs. Tigers 5. What?
I was about to start that. You should go ahead.
Okay,
though.
Tigers 5, Angels 1. It's Justin Verlander, goes 8 and a 3rd, 3 hit innings, 1 earned, struck out 7, gets the win. He's 2-2. Jared Weaver, the loss, he's 3-1. Tigers 5, Angels 1. Tigers are 16-10, Angels 12-14. Here's another player I think you should try to trade if he's on your team. Lucky you if you had him at this point. Austin Jackson. Batting average, balls in play, Peter, can you guess?
Like 300.
300's the average. So if I'm saying you should trade him...
Like 400.
490.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
It's not going to happen. Trade him. Get anything you can. Get something decent from him. Never be hotter than he is right now.
The Yankees just pouring it on in this one, 12-3 over the White Sox. White Sox score their only 3 runs in the ninth inning. Mark Burley drops 2-4 on the year, not off to the outstanding start that last year's perfect game was just. Phil Hughes improved 3-0. He is playing well. Paul Konerko, home run number 12. That's ridiculous. Nick Swisher, Robinson Cano, and Brett Gardner all hit home runs for the New York baseball Yankees.
Yeah. Cano now has 9. Hughes, 7 scoreless. Very good start for him. Oakland 3. Toronto 9. Each team is now 13-13. Sean Markham, his first win since 2008. He improves to 1-1. Ben Sheets gets the loss. He's 1-3. Gave up 6 in the first 2 innings. Alex Gonzalez now has 8 home runs. Wow. Aaron Hill, his 2nd. And Fred Lewis, his 1st as Toronto Blue Jay.
We've covered all the other games in the American League, so In the National League, the Marlins top the Nationals 9-3. Two homers for Hanley Ramirez. He boosted five of those on the year. Win for Josh Johnson, 3-1. John Lennon, not the staff ace we thought he would be. He's not who we thought he would be. He's 1-2.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Braves complete the sweep of the Astros. They're now 11-14. Astros 8-16. 7-1 in this one. No home run for Jason Hayward. We cannot say four in a row. Derek Lowe, the win. He's 4-2. Nice pitching. Only one earned run. Bud Norris lost. He's 1-3.
Diamondbacks lose to the Cubs 10-5 in Chicago. Two home runs for Soriano, which we've mentioned like three times in this podcast. His sixth of the year. Marlon Byrd hits his fifth. Tom Gorzolani finally gets his first win. He's 1-3. The loss, that's Edwin Jackson, who drops to 1-3. He's just dreadful so far. Rusty Ryle hits a homer for Arizona.
Yeah, Jackson's ERA over 8 now. It's pretty bad. Tom Gorzolani, can you guess how many runs the Cubs have scored in his 22 innings coming into this game?
Four.
Two. And then they score 10 for him here. He had 10 strikeouts in this game. He threw a lot of pitches to start the game, but he had 9 strikeouts through 4 innings.
He pitched well.
He's a stud.
Padres topped the Brewers 8-0. This is the third time in 4 games that the Padres have thrown a shutout at the Brew Crew. This one, courtesy of John Garland, who improves to 3-2. The loss, Randy Wolf, is 2-2. For San Diego, it's is this Scott or Jerry
Scott.
Hairston? Scott Hairston hits his fourth. Kyle Blanks, his third for San Diego. Padres rolling. They're 16-9. Brewers are 10-15. Disappointing start for them.
Another three hitter against the Brewers. Brewers either score 20 or they get like no hit. It's insane. Rockies 4, Giants 1. Giants are 14-10. Rockies 12-13 with the win. Giants fall to 10-5 at home. Julius Chacin, starting his first game for Colorado, gets the win. 7 innings in this one for Chacin. 1 hit, 7 strikeouts, and no earned runs.
Only run for San Francisco coming in the ninth. It was an Aubrey Huff solo home run. Jonathan Sanchez comes off his victory against Roy Halladay by losing to some rookie. He's 2-2.
Chacin is awesome. I like him. If you can pick him up.
I know he is, but like in the abstract, you think about it. Like
Yeah. But if you can't pick him up, though, he might be somebody to watch. Like, keep him on bench one more start, see how it goes. Like, look at what other people are saying.
Finally,
our last game from Sunday. Ready, Pete?
Yeah, Dodgers 9, Pirates 3. Dodgers win their third straight. Hiroki Kuroda improves to 3-1. Jeff Karstens loses one. He's 0-1. Andre Ethier, 2 dingers in this one. He's up to 9 on the year. Shane, you told me this podcast would be 35 minutes, and here we are clocking in at minute number 38.
Yeah, well, that's pretty close, but know what that means?
It means it's time to wrap things up.
Yeah, we're just going to look at the Monday, and then we're going back. Only 10 games on Monday, and it's a pretty boring day. There's not much around.
No, sometimes Mondays are kind of a slow day. Cole Hamels, it says here Cole Hamels going with the Phillies. That's not actually true. Joe Blanton will get his first start of the season for Philadelphia, so keep an eye on
that. But know who
that.
He's playing.
Yeah, no, I know it's bad. Jamie Garcia, 1.04 ERA so far this year.
That's something I like. Other news from around the day, Mike Leake tried to stay undefeated against the Mets at 7-10.
Same with Ubaldo Jimenez pitching against the Padres at 10-05. Kevin Correa versus Ubaldo Jimenez, that should be a pitching matchup. The two of them combined this year, 9-1.
That's pretty good. Cesar Valdez makes his first start ever for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I want to rewind for a second. Whose team are Ubaldo Jimenez and Kevin Correa playing for this year?
Yours?
Yeah, you got that one right.
All right. No day baseball, which is disappointing. Some 7 o'clock games here in the American League. Clay Buchholz, 2.19 ERA against the Angels. That's your ESPN game. Mitch Talbot and his superficially low ERA against the Blue Jays. CeCe against Jeremy Guthrie. Yankees are winning tomorrow. Gil Mesh and Jake Peavy trying to get their first wins and ERAs respectively here for Mesh and Peavy. 10.13 and 7.85.
That is pretty insane. Shane, when is the next time you think that the National Baseball Podcast will be on the air?
I don't know. You want, Tuesday night, I'm thinking.
Okay. We'll see about Tuesday night.
Since we're not going to be here for Tuesday, we'll just look at Tuesday's thing, too. Since we're already here.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Peter keeps getting angry that we're extending the podcast. Peter, you want to tell the folks, while I'm looking this up, what's going to happen on Wednesday?
Well, first, I want to let you know that the Phillies-Mets game has gone final 11-5, and since we talked about it, no hits occurred, so The win is Jamie Moyers, the loss Johan Santana. Now, on Wednesday, Shane and I are taking in our first Major League Baseball game of the year. It is Cardinals-Phillies in Philadelphia, and we got a doozy of a matchup. It's Brad Penny against Kyle Kendrick, so should be competitive.
Should be. No day baseball on Tuesday. Levant, ERA still under one, takes on the Braves at 7 o'clock. Joe Blanton going to make his first start on Tuesday, Peter.
Well, I actually think he's pitching on Monday, but we'll see.
We'll see how that goes. All right. What else is here? Oliver Perez looking for his first win against Cincinnati. Tim Lincecum goes to Florida with his 1.27 ERA. Wade LeBlanc, ERA of .52, takes on the Rockies at 10 o'clock Eastern time. If you switch over to the American League, there's not much going on. It's a pretty boring day in the American League. Brian Matthews against A.J. Burnett, Orioles-Yankees at 7. That should be a good matchup. And Ricky Romero against Cleveland.
You can find the National Baseball Podcast online, sjusxm.podomatic.com, or do a search for us on Facebook. We are the National Baseball Podcast. Shane, as always, it's been fun. It's been long. I will see you.
Yes. Arizona State swept UCLA over the weekend. We're out.